Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started the book of Hajj, and we started the first chapter, Babu Wujub al-Hajj wa Fadlihi, the obligation and virtue of performing Hajj. So continuing under this chapter, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ عنہما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said Islam is based on five pillars, testifying that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala, establishing salah, giving zakat, hajj to the house, yani Kaaba Sharif, and fasting in Ramadan. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, and Musnad of Imam Ahmad. In the one hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أيها الناس قد فرض الله عليكم الحج فحجوا فقال رجل أكل عام يا رسول الله فسكت حتى قالها ثلاثا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو قلت نعم لوجبت ولما استطعتم ثم قال ذروني ما تركتم فإنما هلك من كان قبلكم بكثرة سؤالهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم فإذا أمرتكم بشيء فأتوا منه ما استطعتم وإذا نهيتكم عن شيء فدعوه رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us saying, O people, Allah made Hajj necessary, obligatory upon you, so perform Hajj. A person asked this question, every year, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, is Hajj farz every year? That was his question. So he man asked, every year, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent, and the person asked the question three times. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained silent when this question was asked. So this person repeated the question and he asked it three times. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, if I said yes, then it would have become farz upon you and you would not be able to do it. Look at the far-sightedness of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the shafqat, the rahmat that he had on his ummat. That if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told this person, yes, it is farz upon you to do it every year, Allah would have made it such that it would have been compulsory. And how hard we know it is to go for Hajj every year. So how difficult it would have been. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rahmat, the shafqat, the mercy upon the ummat of Rasulullah, upon his ummat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this person that if I had said yes, then it would have become obligatory and you would not be able to do it. He then said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, leave me as I am, as long as I leave you as you are. In other words, don't ask too many questions. Don't make it difficult upon yourself. What I tell you to do, leave it at that. Don't go too deep into things. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. Leave me as I am, as long as I leave you as you are. Those before you were destroyed because of the excessive questioning and arguing with their messengers. When I order you to do something, do it as best as you can. And when I prohibit you from doing something, abstain from it. One point from this last part of the hadith that ulama take, فَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. When I command you to do something, then do it to the best of your ability. So when it comes to doing actions, when it comes to doing commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practicing upon it, a person does it to the best of his ability. However, the second part, وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَدَعُوهُ. And when you are told to refrain from something, and you are prohibited from something, abstain from it totally. So the second part, when you're told to abstain from something, that abstain from it totally, there we are not told, abstain it to the best of your ability. There when you're told to abstain, for example, liquor, person doesn't say, no, to the best of my ability, I'm not drinking, I only drink once a week, or once every 2 weeks. No, here when you're told to abstain, فَدَعُوهُ, abstain from it totally. There's no such thing as to the best of your ability. If something is haram, you stay away from totally, not to say that no to the best of my ability. So this is one important point that Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah also takes out, and he says that when it comes to things that are made haram, that we are not supposed to do, then there we abstain from it completely, totally. Person doesn't say, no, to the best of my ability, I still have to take riba, because we are living in a society, or to the best of my ability, I have to get involved in some haram relationship, or to the best of my ability, I look a little bit and not too much, we're getting there. There's no such thing. When it comes to haram, and those things that we have to stay away from, fada'uhu, stay away from completely, there's no such thing as slowly I'm getting there and all. When it comes to haram, a person is told to stay away completely. But yes, when doing good actions, do it to the best of your ability, how much you can manage. Yeah, especially the nawafil, how much a person can manage, that's what he does. Other thing we learn is the laws of Islam are based on ease and practicality. Nothing is difficult. We make it difficult upon ourselves. Islam is based upon ease. To make hajj once in a lifetime is not a difficult thing. A person's whole life Allah Ta'ala has given him, make hajj one time is not a difficult thing. Allah made it practical, He made it easy. No law or command of Islam is impossible to carry out. Questions are either asked with the intention of learning or stirring up problems. The earlier one, the former one, in other words, to ask to learn deen, these are encouraged in Islam. We are not told not to ask to learn. However, where we ask excessive questions to stir up trouble, and just unnecessary, just provoking questions, these are something that is not encouraged in Islam, and we are discouraged from it. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Our deen is so practical, it's just a matter of us inculcating it and bringing it in a practical level into our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.